This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's economic growth could slow next year, but it's not expected to stall out completely. Here's CPR Sarah Mulholland on a new report from the University of Colorado's Leeds School of Business.
CU economists expect the state to add about 57,000 jobs in 2023. This year, Colorado is on track to add about twice as many as that. Rising interest rates and inflation are the main culprits behind slowing growth, especially for businesses that are sensitive to higher mortgage rates, says CU's Brian Lewandowski.
We're seeing a direct and immediate impact on the financial activity sector and the construction sector.
He says whether or not consumers can afford to keep spending is a wild card for next year's outlook. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Aurora's new interim police chief is officially on duty. Art Acevedo was sworn in during a ceremony Monday night. The former police chief in Texas and Florida is Aurora's second interim chief. The first was former Aurora police chief Daniel Oates, who returned for a stint as interim chief. The city is still looking for a permanent replacement for Chief Vanessa Wilson, who was fired earlier this year. The Forward Party has started collecting signatures to become an officially recognized minor party in Colorado. It has until 2024 to submit 10,000 signatures from registered voters. The party was started by former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang, with a focus on election reforms like ranked choice voting. If the Forward Party meets state criteria, it will raise the total number of parties recognized by Colorado to 8. A CDOT contractor will pay a $45,000 fine for a pump failure that led to severe flooding on Interstate 70 in Denver last summer. The contractor recently finished major construction on the years-long Central 70 project that expanded the highway. Air Force will play Baylor in the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl December 22nd in Fort Worth, Texas. The Falcons are the only Division I school in Colorado to make the postseason in football this year. This is CPR News.